Listen up, athletes. The Ironman Triathlon is a 140.6-mile endurance event comprising a 2.4-mile swim, a 112-mile bike, and a 26.2-mile marathon. Conquering this distance demands a strategic, long-term approach that carefully balances physical conditioning with mental resilience, precise nutrition, and ironclad logistical readiness. Your success will not hinge on grinding through excessive, mindless volume. Instead, it rests on consistent, high-quality preparation that is meticulously tailored to your current experience level. I cannot stress this enough. Rushing the process significantly increases your risk of injury and burnout. But when you commit to proper planning, you transform race day from a grueling test of survival into a celebrated, personal achievement. Keep in mind that your training timeline will vary dramatically based on your athletic background. If you are a complete beginner, plan for 2 to 3 years of progressive endurance training. Start with Olympic distance races and gradually, deliberately build your way to the full distance. Single sport athletes typically require 12 to 24 months to master the additional disciplines and allow their bodies to adapt to triathlon-specific stresses. Experienced triathletes who are already comfortable with half Ironman distances can realistically prepare in 9 to 12 months. You will use a hybrid training model that strategically fluctuates between base building and targeted speed work. When we look at weekly training volume, we always prioritize consistency over sheer hours on the clock. Successful preparation averages just 12 hours per week, peaking at 16 to 18 hours only for our most advanced athletes. Beginners will typically progress from 6 to 8 hours weekly, building up to 10 or 12 at peak training. Intermediate athletes should aim for 8 to 10 hours weekly, scaling up to 12 to 14 during their peak blocks. Advanced athletes maintain a baseline of 10 to 12 hours normally, scaling to 15 to 18 during peak training phases. This structured progression ensures adequate aerobic development without overwhelming your recovery systems. Now, let's break down the discipline-specific protocols. Swimming requires 3 sessions weekly, steadily building toward 3,000 to 4,000 yards per workout. Focus on clean technique and steady pacing. Cycling fitness is best developed through threshold and interval training, combined with 2 to 3 long rides of 2.5 to 3.5 hours. Indoor training proves highly efficient here for building endurance with less time commitment. Your running program focuses on 3 weekly sessions, 1 dedicated long run, 1 high-intensity workout, and 1 steady base run. Crucially, you must incorporate brick workouts. Run 20 to 60 minutes immediately off the bike to adapt your legs to that unique muscular fatigue of transitioning disciplines. Strength and mobility work should be concise, lasting 20 to 45 minutes. Emphasize hip mobility, core stability, and foundational movements like deadlifts and squats. And recovery weeks are non-negotiable. You require a 30% reduction in volume to allow physiological adaptation and prevent injury. Once you reach race day, execution separates strong finishers from mere survivors. Physical fitness alone is insufficient. Your mental conditioning, fueling strategy, and environmental management will dictate your actual performance. Nutrition requires you to consume 60 to 120 grams of carbohydrates per hour. Plan for higher intake on the bike and reduced amounts during the run. Your digestive system must be trained through practice. Never wait until you feel tired. Begin fueling well before energy depletion occurs. Heat management is equally critical. High temperatures elevate heart rate by 5 to 10 beats per minute at identical paces and divert blood flow to the skin, reducing oxygen delivery to your working muscles. You must adhere to your heart rate zones regardless of pace slowdowns. Consume at least 350 milligrams of sodium per hour in hot conditions, with heavy sweaters requiring double or triple that amount. When challenges inevitably arise, use the ADAPT mental framework. Accept the situation, diagnose the issue, analyze the data, plan your response, and take action. This keeps your decision-making rational under stress. Before you ever commit to an Ironman, you must honestly assess your readiness across multiple dimensions. Physically, you should already be training 4 to 6 days weekly for at least 12 consecutive weeks and meet these baseline benchmarks. Running 10 miles continuously, swimming 1,500 meters nonstop, and cycling for 3 hours straight. Logistically, this training demands 10 to 12 hours weekly. It often requires early morning workouts and significant, unwavering family support. The financial commitment is substantial, ranging from a minimum of $3,420 to over $52,500. This covers registration fees, which run approximately $875 to $978, plus travel, accommodation, essential gear like bikes and wetsuits, and optional coaching services. Time management and realistic expectations about your work and family obligations are just as vital as your physical preparation. Let's lock in the critical takeaways for Ironman preparation. First, align your timeline with your experience level and respect the gradual progression required to build true durability. Second, prioritize training quality and consistency over excessive volume. A well-structured 12-hour weekly program will consistently yield better results than unstructured high-volume training. Third, treat mental conditioning, nutrition strategy, and heat management with the exact same rigor as your physical workouts. Fourth, integrate brick workouts and full race simulations 6 to 8 weeks before the event to test your equipment, pacing, and fueling under realistic conditions. Finally, secure family buy-in, budget realistically, and verify your current fitness baseline before signing up. Proper preparation across physical, mental, and logistical dimensions transforms the Ironman from an overwhelming endurance test into a manageable, rewarding achievement. Trust the process, athletes.